There's a crow flying down from over the hill. Crack pane on my windowsill. Each morning broke provides a girl. Forget my evening feeling world. When day gets dark, it seeps into my skin. Then I recall a spark that kept me sane. Can't talk to you, it's plain. Won't start to name my pain. Won't begin, I don't know why. You tug a corner of my eye. Moving up the neck of my guitar.
Power Pop Shows, tribute to 1990, music from the Lemonheads right there. Their what I believe was their major label debut after being sort of an underground punk band on the Tang label out of Boston. They broke big with their release on Atlantic Records in 1990, the Lovey album, and the track there, Half the Time. Nice little poppy number from the Lemonheads. We are playing all music from 1990. What a great year it was. So many good pop-oriented releases from that year. And, well, I think that last set says it all. We had Red Cross, Annie's Gone from the Great Third Eye album, some Jellyfish before that, and The King is Half Undressed, the video for which I just revisited a couple of weeks ago after not seeing it for a long time. Great video for that song. If you haven't checked it out, I recommend it. Before Jellyfish, music from the Posies from their great Dear 23 record, released in 1990, we heard the song Suddenly Mary. And here we are, already moving into the second half of the show, Power Pop Show here live on KSCU Santa Clara. We're rebroadcasting on andhow.fm in New Zealand. Website, by the way, andhow.fm. You can check out all the great shows, specialty shows airing on AndHow. And what else? Last but not least, the Power Pop Show on Facebook is at facebook.com/powerpopshow. If you tune in later, you missed any of this special show, I will have the full podcast available later on this weekend. I'll have the playlist up there as well. So please check that out. And incidentally, all archived shows are now archived on podomatic.com, at least for the last couple of months. You can go back and check out some of the Power Pop Show archived podcasts. Just go to podomatic.com, type in Power Pop Show, and you'll find it. It is there for you. All right, the next band I'm going to play goes well side by side with the Lemonheads. Juliana Hatfield was in a band called the Blake Babies, and she subsequently went on to be an off and on member of the Lemonheads. But in 1990, Blake Babies put out their Sunburn LP, great college radio record from that year. Kind of got them some nods, and track I'm going to play for you is called out there. This is the tribute to 1990 on the Power Pop Show. Here is the Blake Babies on vinyl, no less.
You have a voice, you have a phone, but
Power Pop Show's tribute to 1990, music there from Bob Mould in his Black Sheets of Rain LP from that year. Great single called It's Too Late. And incidentally, Bob Mould still out going at it, making records, touring and playing shows. He just released his latest record a couple of weeks, or I guess it's been a couple of months now, the Beauty and Ruin LP. And in fact, he's playing the Bay Area next week doing another show in San Francisco. It's September 26th at the Fillmore. I think tickets are probably still available for that, but if you're local and interested, go to thefillmore.com and check it out. Bob Mould, September 26th, which I think, what is that, next Friday, a week from today. Pretty cool. All right. So, yes, we're doing all music from 1990. That's the theme of today's show. What a great year it was. Lots of great music from that year. In that set before Bob Mould, we had the Blake Babies and the song Out There from their 1990 album, Sunburn. We had some Lemonheads in there as well, Half the Time from their Lovey LP, and lots of other good stuff I think I already mentioned in the last break. It is 10 past the hour in the second half of the show, getting underway here on KSCU and andhow.fm. I'm going to play a great band from Denver. Not too many bands from Denver, but that's where these guys were from. And they were one of the first bands signed to Sub Pop back when they were a fledgling new label in the late 80s. Their 1990 album was called Glue Road Mouth. They are the Fluid, and here is their raucous cover of the Troggs song, Our Love Will Still Be There. It's a tribute to 1990. Here's the Fluid on the Power Pop Show.
All the nations
Yeah, it's Power Pop Show, tribute to 1990. Ultra Vivid Scene right there, featuring Kim Deal of the Pixies, and the great Special One. We had the Fluid for you before that. And right now, great college radio record from 1990, The Chills and the Submarine Bells LP. Dig it.
Those children all glow. And those they're spouting speeches, all they talk is speech balloons. You know I'd like to educate them, though I don't suppose they came to dig around the roots that grew their boots and loose. They're here to stay in this crooked game that they're expecting to play.
It makes me wanna give. The wonderful city of New Orleans in the background, and a magnificent arena, the Louisiana Superdome, the site of Super Bowl number 24. Weather conditions not a factor, not ever here. San Francisco and Denver, San Francisco trying to repeat, and the Broncos, who've lost three, trying to win their first one. We're live at the Louisiana Superdome.
All right, in case you haven't figured it out yet, we're doing a tribute to 1990 here on the Power Pop Show. Playing you all those great sports clips. And lots of great music to boot. Lightning Seeds is who you just heard from their Cloud Cuckoo Land LP. Great record from 1990. Also music from The Chills and Ultra Vivid Scene before that. Right now, it's the Darling Buds.
Gone. tremble with a sigh. Glitter in your eye. You seem to come and go. I never seem to know. And all my time is yours as much as mine. You never have enough time to show.
There you go. Nothing like ending a Britpop classic with a little cello right there. That's music from Ride on the Power Pop Show's tribute to 1990. The great Vapor Trail track there from their Nowhere album. Music from the Darling Buds before that. Also the Lightning Seeds. Getting a little Britpoppy now in our tribute. This is the Charlatans UK. The only one I know. It's the Power Pop Show 1990.
Oh,
All right, it's Power Pop Show's tribute to 1990. Great little underground release there from the UK band called the Pop Guns. They put out a record in 1990 called Eugenie, something like that, which featured that track called These Other Things. Charlatans UK for you before that with their big hit, The Only One I Know, from the Some Friendly album. It was also released as a single earlier in 1990. We had music from Ride in there as well, also the Darling Buds. Nice Brit poppy set for you. And yes, that's the theme of today's show, paying tribute to 1990. Great year in pop music. Just all sorts of subgenres really coming into fruition. We had great new power pop coming out, noise rock, and of course the Brit pop explosion, the Manchester scene and all that. Just lots of cool records from that year, and that's what we're paying tribute today to. And if you tune in later, you miss any of it, fear not, I will have the full 2-hour podcast available on the Power Pop Show Facebook page. You can check it out later this weekend. I'll throw the playlist up there as well, and that'll be at facebook.com/powerpopshow. And another great record, another great debut record, actually the first for this band, released in 1990, was the self-titled debut from The Laws, which of course featured the uber hit There She Goes, which just went on into perpetuity, ending up in commercials and movie soundtracks and everything, made them famous. But the album had a bunch of other cool tracks on, including the first track called Son of a Gun from the great land of the UK. I think these guys, were these guys Irish, Northern Ireland, somewhere? Somewhere up in the north of the UK. It is The Laws, tribute to 1990, The Power Pop Show.
If you want, story about a man who's had loggerheads with his past all the time. He's alive and living in purgatory. All he's doing is moving in hotels and scooping up lots of wine. That was once a boy of life who left that
of the great debut records from 1990, The Sundays, right there, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. Their record released in the spring of 1990, bunch of great tunes on it. Always likened them to, you know, if the Smiths had a female singer instead of Morrissey, they might sound like The Sundays. I love that record, though. A bunch of cool tracks on it. As I said, I Won is the name of that song on our tribute to 1990 here on the Power Pop Show. We had The Laws before that. Son of a Gun from their self-titled record from 1990. Also, the Pop Guns in there, rounding out a nice little Britpop set before that. It is about 10 minutes shy of the top of the hour, getting close to wrapping up the show here, and I got a few more to get to, including something from an artist I probably wouldn't otherwise play on the show, but I like this song a lot, and her record was a big one from 1990. Sinead O'Connor. And this was, I don't know if this is the first single, one of the early singles from that record. It's called Jump in the River. Enjoy. We'll be right back. It's Power Pop Show, tribute to 1990. Another great single there from the middle of that year. Cocteau Twins, Ice Blink Luck from their Heaven or Las Vegas album. And I totally remember Dave Kendall from that MTV show, 120 Minutes, just always going nuts over the Cocteau Twins. It was every week on 120 Minutes. The Cocteau Twins. Yeah. Memories, right? 1990, that's what we're paying tribute today. And we're just about ready to wrap it up. Pretty cool set there. We had Sinead O'Connor before that, Jump in the River, one of the singles from her 1990 album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. Sunday's in there as well. Also music from The Laws and a whole bunch of other stuff. Once again, final reminder, I will have today's podcast and playlist posted on the Power Pop Show Facebook page. A lot of P's in that sentence. Check it out this weekend at facebook.com/powerpopshow. It's been fun playing the retro. What a great year. There was actually some stuff I didn't even get to, so I might have to do a part two tribute to 1990. But I'm going to finish on a good rock and roll note. The great release from Sonic Youth. Their album Goo came out in March of 1990 and featured this great single called Cool Thing with Chuck D, no less. I believe he's the guy in this video. Anyway, check out the video. It's a good one. We'll see you next week on the Power Pop Show on KSCU and How.fm. It's 1990, Sonic Youth.
Star, I know that you'll fix everything.